Lagos, Nigeria's biggest city, is famous for, among other things, bad traffic and internet scams. When a few young men here cooked up the idea of opening an internet retail shop in early 2012, they thought they could use both to their advantage. Retail shoppers would happily stay at home to avoid traffic. And Nigeria didn't gain its infamy for internet scams from being computer illiterate. But when they started, not everyone saw these qualities as advantages. Jumia Managing Director Tunde Kahinde.
Recruiting in the initial team was tough. Getting suppliers to trust us, because everyone, whether it's customers or suppliers, are skeptical about anything online in this part of the world.
It took the upstart 4 weeks to get their site online and start delivery. But the one thing they couldn't do was convince Nigerians to enter their credit card numbers into the website, says Raphael Afador, another co-founder of Jumia.
We're not going to go by actually waiting for people to get comfortable with paying online. So we came up with pay on delivery, but we actually literally take the product to the person from our warehouse, and then the person pays once they see and touch the product.
He says they started with 5 motorcycles and a dream to be the largest retailer in Nigeria, Africa's biggest market with over 160 million people. They still have a long way to go, but they now have more than 150 vehicles, 600 employees, and deliver thousands of items a day. Like their Western counterpart, Amazon.com, Jumia sells a broad range of items, from shoes to booze. But unlike Amazon, retailers in Nigeria have to deal with the bad roads, crazy traffic, daily power outages, and the widespread corruption that makes it hard to do business here. Kahinde says Jumia has managed to grow fast because it has always factored in these challenges into its business plan. For example, they dispatch items on motorcycles so they can deliver to homes that aren't near viable roads.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So Africa is open for business, but just don't copy and paste. Come, learn, localize, and grow.
E-commerce is still new to Nigerians, but Jumia already competes with 2 other websites, Konga.com and Dealday.com. Jumia investors have also opened online shopping centers in Egypt, Morocco, South Africa, and Kenya. Jumia workers call themselves Jumians and are on average about 27 years old. Wealthy Nigerians from their parents' generation shop in London, they say. They hope their generation of rich and middle-class Nigerians will soon start shopping in Nigeria. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Lagos.